is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And this is Kathy Dawes, and we have on the line State Representative Susie Swanson of Clay Center. We welcome you this morning, Susie. I know a lot going on. Your first opportunity, of course, to chat with us since the session began. And I know you had mentioned when we chatted more casually about the change of atmosphere there. And kind of fill us in on some of the things you're seeing there in Topeka.
Okay, Kathy, I'd be happy to. It's exciting to share with your listeners that the atmosphere in the Capitol is so much more positive this year. We have 46, I believe, new members in the House of Representatives, and Tom Phillips from Manhattan is the Assistant Majority Leader, and he is kind of shepherding the freshman caucus and helping them learn the process. And it's just been a very positive experience this year. Our leadership has been so cooperative and letting bills go forward and letting there be discussion on topics, and everybody appreciates that. I want to talk a little bit about the freshman class. With there being so many, people say, oh, well, you know, they're not up to speed. Well, it is a group of very accomplished people. We have school superintendents, retired school superintendents, a couple of doctors, a retired community college president, school board members, really dynamic people. And something they're doing that I think is just really encouraging, they have a bipartisan freshman caucus, and it's been sanctioned by both leadership in both parties, and they meet weekly. They're getting to know each other. They're able to talk about issues. They are really focused on solving the revenue problem that we have. So to see that kind of communication and sharing of ideas is very exciting.
Sounds like kind of a breath of fresh air almost, and hasn't been that long since you were a freshman, I guess, either,
right.
So I'm sure you relate a little bit.
Right.
Well, good to hear that, and I know, of course, we continue to hear a lot about the budget, about the tax bill that I know has been looked at. It sounded like some fairly emotional testimony when it came to the LLC exemption, and maybe fill us in on that from your perspective.
All right. In the House, a bill has been introduced to address the LLC exemption. It had a hearing, and yes, there was, I'm sure, emotion. I'm not on the committee, but emotional testimony either way. But in our Republican caucus this week, we had speakers from both the Tax Foundation and the Kansas Chamber, and they both talked about that issue, and it was very instructive. And the gentleman from the Tax Foundation really explained to us that this small business exemption really isn't small business per se, because it also includes S-corps, and Apple is an S-corp. So it's a bit of a misnomer, and it's just something that needs to be looked at. The bill has not been, it's been heard, people have given testimony, it hasn't been worked yet. So there's plenty of opportunity to amend that bill within the committee and then see if it gets passed out or not. And then the Senate introduced a bill that would also address the LLC exemption, and it includes adjustments to income tax rates. So, again, that has just been introduced. It hasn't even had a hearing. So there's plenty of opportunity for change in regard to that bill. But we're moving forward. We're doing something. That's the exciting part for me. Last year we waited till it seemed like almost May. But these bills are addressing the budget shortfall. Well, no, these are for next, for 18 and 19, but we're also looking at the shortfall that we have now for 2017 and asking agencies and higher ed and all these people, you know, are there ways that you can reduce your current budget, which is really tough. People understand that by the time it's February and you're being asked to adjust your budget that ends in June, that's very tough.
Most definitely. And I guess let's move along, too, to a couple of the committees you are serving on. And I know corrections is a huge committee. Lots of work going on that way. We continue to hear a lot about juvenile justice and some of the concerns. And maybe just an update on that, Susie.
All right. We had a big bill passed last year. It was Senate Bill 367, and it was a complete overhaul of the juvenile justice system. So this week we received an overview on how that's going. Basically, the report was that it's going fairly well. Pieces are being put into place, but it's a little behind the implementation deadlines that were given. But in general, the feeling of the people who presented was that things are going in a week or so that has maybe some cleanup language in it to change some things that maybe are not working as well as we thought they might in the original bill. Another interesting bill that will come up in corrections, and we were just informed of this yesterday, is the capital punishment bill. There's a bill to having because of the lack of funding, and the state really has not given their share of the money for the water plan. So it's important to the governor, but we don't have the money to fund it. They're getting mostly funding from their fees that they charge water users. So that's been the discussion lately, is who's going to pay? You know, who's going to pay? And irrigators don't necessarily feel they should take all the brunt of the need to pay, but dryland irrigators don't feel they should have to pay more. And so it's a real give and take and discussion about how do we pay to bring about these changes we know need to happen so that we don't jeopardize future generations. So it's a big, big issue.
Well, Susie, I know we've covered a lot of territory in a very short amount of time. I don't know if there's any more you want to add. I did notice, and I'm guessing that obviously this just introduced in committee and not even out of committee yet, but I imagine if it does get out of committee, it'll be pretty controversial, having to do with immigration. Seeing on the Associated Press wire this morning, Republican State Representative John Whitmer introducing two proposals at Secretary of State Chris Kobach's request. And just any thoughts at all, whether that might be looming in front of the whole body or...
I don't know. I hadn't even heard about that. I did read something about the Attorney General wanting to, the Secretary of State wanting to use Highway Patrol as immigration enforcers. I saw that on Twitter last night. I don't know, because the Chamber, the Kansas Chamber, who has been influential over the years, hasn't really been very vocal on that, because we use a lot of immigrant laborers in our state, in agriculture and dairy and feedlots. And so it is an issue that's important to our state, how immigration's handled. If all the immigrant workers in Kansas had to go back to their home country, we would have a very serious shortage of workers in those areas. I don't know with the current group here that there's a huge appetite to do, you know, really restrictive legislation when it comes to immigration. Just my guess.
Very good. Anything else before we say goodbye to you? And really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
No, it's just it's been very refreshing to see the people working together and trying to solve problems. That's what our constituents want. They don't care so much, I don't think, about Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or whatever. They want us to solve the problem so that we have a strong state economy and we're meeting the core services that our citizens have a right to expect. And I feel like we're doing it much more quickly this year in a much more bipartisan and cooperative spirit. So I hope that by the end of the session, I'm saying the same thing.
Well, thanks again, Susie. Been a pleasure. State Representative Susie Swanson of Clay Center. We'll take a break. And when we come back, Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure is sitting in the studio right now. And we'll come back and chat with him momentarily. You're listening to In Focus.